It's hoorah time on Good Day, 7 after the hour, Thursday, 11-17-11. That would mean it's Thursday at this time. Let's see, what happens? Let me hit my watch here,
Jennifer. One of our favorite things happened.
One of our favorite things or with one of our... One of our favorite things with one of our favorite people.
Yeah.
She's in charge of hoorah. How's that? That little
hoorah?
Top? Yeah. Well, that's how they... When you're in this service, isn't that what the... When they're getting you at boot camp?
Yeah.
To sort of get
hoorah.
Into... Hoorah! I don't know. Sometimes I get a little carried away. Andrea Metcalf is here. She's our fitness instructor, the person in charge of the Doug Steffen Weight Loss Camp. She is here. You like that? That's your new assignment, being in charge of. But you're laughing.
No, I think that's good.
Yeah, that is good. All right, we have everybody's got to deliver here on this program. And with you, we deliver results. We are looking at ways to lose weight. As a matter of fact, we have tips. I know you know this. If you go to DougSteffen.com, the Better Living Box features a lot of the things that you advise people and the various tools that you have to get people. The things that you think about fitness using your body probably are not correct, because there are muscles. Every inch of your body has muscles around it, right?
Yes.
All right.
Yes.
So we can use, as we go through our normal day, the muscles to enhance the way we look, the way we feel, our entire, the whole health quotient, if you will, the HQ, is dependent on you. And you don't have to lift heavy weights. Sometimes it's cool if you do. You have that accomplishment of being strong and you feel strong. That's cool for both men and women. But you don't have to do that. A lot of times women think that if they lift weights and become muscular, they're going to look like a man. Not so, right?
Right. You mean when they lift weights too much that they're going to become bulky. But we don't have the testosterone hormone in our body
right.
to really produce those kind of results unless you really, really change your diet.
Or if you take shots.
Well, right? That goes without saying.
Yeah. Well, not for some people.
You know, last week, Doug, we talked about how to lose weight while you sleep. And this week, the CDC, the Center for Disease Control, said that 56% of the people that have pets, dog owners in particular, let them sleep in bed with them. And so we started laughing because I had mentioned that before we went on air.
Yes.
And that you can actually get sick if you sleep with your pet.
Yeah, Roberta was completely turned off. She said that that was vile to sleep with your dog. And I said, but Doug, makes out with Charlotte. Not only does, Charlotte sleep with Doug, but you guys share ice cream cones and stuff.
Charlotte, and Charlotte gets a kiss on her lips every morning from me. Charlotte is able to
You know where her mouth has been?
Her mouth has been, who knows where her mouth has been. I know where, on a couple of occasions I've seen some of the things that have sort of turned me off. But they clean themselves. They're clean the same as we. I mean, the same cells don't stay there. You think just because they do something that may not be necessarily charming. That,
I'm just saying, you live on a farm, and she's a dog that likes to sniff.
That's also true. That's very true. All those things are true. But you notice it hasn't affected me. When's the last time you heard me be sick?
A couple months ago, you had a little bunga. You had a little problem with your voice, I think.
Well, that isn't sick. It's just me using my voice improperly and not having whatever happens with my voice is not necessarily what's going on in the rest of my body.
Okay. Right.
So anyway.
Well, they're not talking about, colds and that. They're talking about, ringworm and staph infections and serious diseases.
The Hunta virus.
Right. Well, Charlotte has had ringworm. I never have. Let's see. What else? Give me some more of those.
Well, they just, it's just something that you should be aware of.
Right. And you make your own choices. That's it. That's all. You don't want to have your dog in the bed with you? Swell. I happen to like Charlotte's company.
Here's one. It says that the internal parasites are fecally, orally transmitted, and dogs do lick their butts. You should be careful when they lick you.
Well, the problem with Charlotte is, in this department,
well put.
Is that her neck is not long enough for her to reach her butt, so she doesn't get in that.
So you lick her butt for her?
Oh, very nice, Roberta. Yeah, very cute.
Hold on just a second.
When was it decided that I was going to become the victim of the three of you?
Oh, you love it.
All right, Andrea, keep going.
Do you want to know more about pets?
I'm not sure.
Or do you want to go into some healthy tips?
You know what? I think it's time for us to pause in the action. As Walter Cronkite used to say, when there's something uncomfortable happening on the air, the best way to fix it is to go to commercial. So here we are. Andrea Metcalf, our fitness guru, is here to keep you in shape. She's a climber, and I don't mean like a social climber. Although I would guess that you, how are you in social situations? Are you in demand? Like, do people always want, do they find out what you do for a living, or they know who you are because you're a well-known personality? Do they want to know more? Do they want you to exercise? For when you're in a party and you're having a conversation, some guy comes over and says, okay, Andrea, show me some jumping jacks.
I do have some of that happen. It's usually they start to admit what they ate or how they haven't worked out to me, right. Which, you know, when you're at a cocktail party, it doesn't necessarily seem like the most important thing on my mind since I'm drinking with them.
Right.
But when you come back, let's talk about working out in this cold weather, even though Roberta says it hasn't been cold in New York yet.
All right. Cold weather workouts up next here on Good Day.
So you're starting a business with no customers and no employees, you're paying a landlord and an accountant even though you have no sales, and you'll be working 18 hours a day. Is that what you're telling me?
Yes, I am.
Small business owners survive on confidence. And because Constant Contact has helped so many small businesses grow, we share that confidence. Starting at just $15 a month, you'll get powerful email marketing tools, a personal coach to help you every step of the way, even a money-back guarantee. Start today at ConstantContact.com.
If you're like me, you have personal belongings that you hold dear. Belongings you can't live without. It's precisely why GEICO makes it easy to get renter's insurance for a really low rate. Renters can protect all their personal belongings for as little as $12 a month. What belongings do I hold dear? This karaoke machine and my vinyl record collection. You fancy a tune? Nah, I shouldn't. All right then. Are you going to Scarborough Fair?
Visit GEICO.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
You know, life doesn't slow down just because you have sore joints. You still have just as much to do, and you have to find a way to keep yourself moving. Fortunately for you, there's new Move Free Ultra. Just one small pill per day is more effective for sore joints than two big glucosamine and chondroitin pills. And you can believe it, because it was based on a 90-day human clinical study. Don't let sore joints slow you down or big joint care pills. Put a powerful small pill to work for you. Move on, move free with new Shift Move Free Ultra.
The cold season, the 100 toughest days of the year, when noses run more than sprinters in training, and there's not a thing you can do. Or can you? With 100,000 simple acts of relief, Robitussin is giving you a chance to get the relief you need, like a prepaid gift card that can be used for things like a night away. Or you could win the grand prize of $100,000. So visit SimpleActsOfRelief.com and enter for your chance to win. Robitussin. Relief made simple.
No purchase necessary. Open to U.S. legal residents 18 and older. Void where prohibited. Runs 10/24 to 2/1/12. See official rules at SimpleActsOfRelief.com.
Wearing glasses with Crizal lenses can make a big difference in your vision. Neither the teeming rains of India, nor the snows of Kilimanjaro, nor the glare of the paparazzi at a Hollywood opening can keep your lenses from giving you the clearest vision possible. For no-glare lenses with great water, dirt, dust, scratch, and smudge resistance, choose Crizal. Live life in the clear. That's C-R-I-Z-A-L. Crizal. Ask for them at your eye care professional.
Know the worst part of being on your feet all day? Tired, achy feet. But I found a solution. Dr. Scholl's Custom Fit Orthotic Inserts. I stepped on the Dr. Scholl's kiosk at Walmart, and it recommended the Custom Fit Orthotic Inserts that were best for my feet. Now my feet have the right amount of arch support and cushioning, and they're guaranteed to work or your money back.
Nurse to room 12.
Now when I'm on my feet all day, I'm more energized. You can be too.
Find a Dr. Scholl's kiosk at your local Walmart at footmap.net.
16 past the hour, Andrea Metcalf is here. Check out her various web sites. Her endeavors include Naked Fitness, 28-day proven weight loss program for a slimmer, fitter, pain-free body. She is one who moves people. She has a website, fitstudio.com. You might want to check that out. She's been all over television for years. In magazines, her articles appear. Check out AndreaMetcalf.com. The way to work out if it is cold. All right, so here we have the leader who is going to enforce. You have to, if you're going to lead and you're working out, you have to enforce these various things In other words, make people do them, because a lot of times people just won't do some things if they deem them to be too hard, Andrea, right?
Well, yeah, and this really relates to thinking about before you head outside for that walk or that run, even if you're just walking the dog, you want to be dressed appropriately so that you're not going to be cold throughout your workout. And, you know, it's good to work out outside. We burn more calories working out when we're in cold weather than we do in hot weather.
Why would that be?
And we burn something called brown fat.
What does that tell you about your metabolism? Because that's really what it's about, right?
Right. Well, you increase your calorie burn when you're working out because your body's trying to perform the exercise and heat the internal organs. And I was saying that the cool thing about working out outside is you end up stimulating brown fat. You have two different kinds of adipose or fat tissue in your body, white fat and brown fat. And brown fat is the one that's in between your internal organs. It's actually brown because it has some blood flow, which means that it burns some calories. Mm. So when you go outside, you stimulate the production of brown fat, and you end up becoming thinner faster.
Right. Is it thin? Is it just thin that's the object, or is it to be the difference there? Because thin people are, by definition, not any more fit than fat people. It isn't thinness or fatness. Yeah, right. Yeah, right. So,
but it's about being healthy, absolutely. It's about making your body more efficient. And when your body has a higher metabolic rate and you have more muscle mass, you have less inflammation. And what we're finding out is inflammation is really what's bringing on all those diseases, cancer, cardiovascular disease, type 2 diabetes. So when we can figure out how the body can work most efficiently, it's without being inflamed, which only makes sense.
Yeah, that's it. Aerobic exercise. I was just looking at something. Aerobic exercise, according to the American Journal of Physiology, beats weightlifting for losing belly fat. You subscribe to that?
Well, it would end up burning calories. And again, cardio heats the body, which goes back into that brown fat. Your internal organs are, you know, surrounded by fat, and so there might be some research that can back that up, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, right. Okay, how many people come to you a day or in the course of a week and say, all right, I want to start a new exercise program? Do you ask them what happened to the old exercise program? When people say, I want to start a new one, do you ask them what happened to the old one?
I don't ask them what happened to the old, because I really believe on it's starting today and it's not about what happened in the past. Mm-hmm. So I'm okay with if they fell off the handle, we just need to get them excited and involved about something. But let me give you a couple of tips about getting outside and being in the cold, because I think, again, people just maybe throw on one layer, throw on a jacket, and then they hit the ground.
I missed that. I thought you already did that, so I must have been anticipating. All right, please, go ahead.
Well, the first thing I want to talk about is layering is a must, that you need to have not cotton close to your skin, but wool or even some microfibers. What we make the mistake is if we throw it on a T-shirt and we throw on white cotton socks, you really want to have microfibers or wool. That will help whisk away the sweat. Now, when we talk about socks and cotton, I always tell people to remember cotton is rotten for running because it makes your feet sweat and then the fabric stretches, because that's how cotton does it with water, and then it can create heat spots and eventually a blister. So wool socks or a microfiber sock are really important when you're outside exercising or even inside.
All right. Wool close to your body as you're working out. The sweatshirts are made out of cotton, so that probably is not good. You wear a wool sweater, but it's what's next to your skin that counts, if I hear you correctly. All right, we'll continue this as the weather starts to get colder, and she's in a cold, horrible place called Chicago, so you know she's got it right. Andrea Metcalf here on Good Day.
Jason Lewis here. With the holidays just around the corner, be sure to consider the greatest gift you can give to your friends and family, peace of mind. That's why I choose WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com offers delicious ready-made meals like cheesy lasagna, savory stroganoff, and pasta alfredo that are packaged for freshness in individual metal Mylar pouches and carry a 25-year shelf life, and they're ready to eat in minutes. Simply add hot water. Request a free entree sample today at WiseFoodStorage.com, and for a limited time, get free shipping and 10% off of your order. That's right, a free entree tray, free shipping, and 10% off any order. Just use promo code Lewis. Call 855-FOODWISE. That's 855-366-3947. Or visit wisefoodstorage.com. That's Wise, W-I-S-E, foodstorage.com. Gourmet emergency food at the best price and the greatest gift you can give to the ones you love this holiday season.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic. And as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
Listen to the Doug Steffen Show this week.
I really don't know where you're going to lead us, Doug, but I'm going with you.
Oh, I just enjoy you guys so much.
Everything you've said, I totally agree with in the last 10 minutes.
The Doug Steffen Show.
This is going to be bigger than big. Maybe even bigger than big.
We've already discussed it up and down the neighborhood.
Yeah, baby.
Can you dig it, baby?
X Factor time. Again, from last night's Rock Night, we've selected a few of the contestants and their songs and Simon's reaction. Hopefully, the kind that get us all excited when they boo. Boo! So, this is Chris Renee with a Bob Marley song called No Woman, No Pride. Crank this up, Michael, for a second. Let's find out what Simon thought about the song and the singing.
I love the performance, and it would have been great if the theme this week had been reggae music.
Boo!
I don't care whether this guy
Boo!
Has been inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Boo!
That is reggae music. The theme, L.A., is rock music.
Where does it play? On what radio stations does it play?
Ooh.
On a rock station.
I think we just flipped it. Personally.
Listen, Bob Marley was a rock star.
Hey!
What's the point of having a theme if you're just going to totally disregard
yeah,
it?
Yeah, L.A.
All right, that's good. We like that. A little action now. Again, a little action. Here's Stacey Francis, another contestant on The X Factor, singing a song from Meatloaf.
There were nights when the wind
it's all coming back to me now. That's a good song. Let's see what she does with it.
So my body froze in bed and I just knew my crying up forever.
Forever.
There were days when the sun was so blue. All the tears turned to dust, and I just knew my eyes were drying up forever.
Forever.
I've been trying.
It's a different version of the Jimmy Webb song, sir.
All right, let's see what. All right, we have just Simon here. Michael, you got Paul and Simon.
Look, right. Stacey, let me start with the good news. Your hair looks better this week. Now the not-so-good news.
No!
I thought the song was a horrible choice.
Oh, no!
As soon as I saw the feathered microphone, I knew what was coming. It was... I wanted rock. That was a pebble. It was soft. It's the sort of thing I would expect someone
Boo!
To sing at the Hilton Hotel with people turning their backs, eating pizza.
Boo!
Going
Boo!
You've got to sort yourself
Boo!
Out.
That's perfect. Now Simon's getting back into his real self. That's what we want. Okay, why do I... This is like a wrestling match. You noticed? Here's Melanie Amaro singing Everybody Hurts from R.E.M.
Okay.
This isn't rock either. Wait a minute. Come on, let's keep going. Michael, find us. This is Rock Night on the X Factor. Go to Josh Kranjic. Yeah, right. The Foo Fighters song.
Another slow one.
That's terrible. All right, keep going. Next one is the Astro group rapping. All right, see what this is.
This is dedicated to her, the one and only girl. It's known all over the world. She's 40 years old, but I still try to speak to her. We talk all the time, and my heart beats for her. She messed with the wrong dudes, now she messed up. Started doing drugs, and she wanted kids next up.
Kind of got everywhere you heard. What's the, who did that song?
Diddy.
No. There's a pop song.
Yeah, they sampled that song. Yeah.
Listen to my favorite rapper. She the one I think about. She left me and went to the right.
He's pretty good, this kid.
Yeah, they both liked his performance. That was pretty amazing.
Not rock, I would say, but it's good.
Yeah, every step you take, that's it. I'll be watching you. All right. So that's an overview of the performances from last night of the X Factor on Good Day.
I'm Shelley Palmer with news you can use in technology, media, and entertainment. First up, Facebook confirmed that it keeps logs of websites a user has visited during the previous 90 days. The company also tracks the website history of non-members if they previously visited a page on the social network. This type of tracking technology is used to help advertisers deliver relevant ads. In other news, the House Judiciary Committee debated the Shop Online Privacy Act, a bill that could give government the ability to censor online content. Many argue that the measures to prevent online piracy of copyrighted material are overreaching and could destroy websites with user-generated content. And finally, Google officially launched Google Music, a free service that lets users store and stream up to 20,000 songs in the cloud. It's an online music store similar to iTunes, and it lets users download free and paid songs to add to their collections. Visit ShelleyPalmer.com to read all about it.
For Doug Stevens' Good Day, I'm Shelley Palmer.
Right now at Lowe's, get savings you won't believe on our top Whirlpool appliances. Save $1,200 on Whirlpool Gold stainless steel four-door refrigerators, now only $1,299. Or clean up with savings of $600 on Whirlpool Cabrio high-efficiency top-load washers and dryers. Get the pair for $998. Plus, get an additional 5% off every day when you use your Lowe's consumer credit card or any Lowe's business credit account. Lowe's, never stop improving. Offers valid through 11/21. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
CBS Tonight. Get addicted to the new hit drama, Person of Interest. An assassin on the loose.
This could be revenge for something. Maybe more than we know.
Will turn the streets of New York into a war zone.
This man may be more dangerous than we anticipated.
And the only way to stop him...
This is as personal as it gets.
This is just the beginning.
...is to become his next target.
This is gonna be a long day.
All new Person of Interest, followed by a new man.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Solar power.
Solar power.
Hand crank power.
Hand crank power.
Radio power.
Radio power.
The goods you want, the good deals you need to power up your survival are at 21stCenturyGoods.com. In our solar department, you'll find solar generator kits, solar lanterns, flashlights, radios, and solar cell phone and laptop chargers. 21stCenturyGoods.com is your hand crank headquarters for everything from generators to flashlights to emergency, weather, and shortwave radios by Grundig and Kato. Big brand names and big deals. Like this. Get a free solar flashlight with every order over $75. But hurry, offer ends soon. Go to 21stCenturyGoods.com, spelled the number 2, the number 1, ST, CenturyGoods.com. That's 21stCenturyGoods.com or call 866-999-8422. 21stCenturyGoods.com. Power up your survival.
Did you know nuclear radiation is still spewing out of the melted down reactors in Fukushima, Japan, and making its way across the entire U.S. continent, contaminating the air, water, and food? Dangerously high levels of radiation are a reality here. As a result, radiation poisoning is a distinct possibility for anyone living in the U.S. unless you do something to protect yourself. How? With liquid zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Without a doubt, liquid zeolite is by far the best product to remove radiation from your body. It safely removes toxins, toxins and heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite by calling 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com.
Survival of the fittest. In any and all situations, survival is your number one priority. That requires being tough and thinking smart. And the folks at Freeze Dry Guy are going to help you do just that. They have the long-range patrol ration entrees, what they call the brick pack. When you're in survival mode, it is absolutely the best item for your survival pack or bug-out bag. You can go farther, faster, and carry more food with the LRP cold weather ration entrees. Not only do these long-lasting, durable entrees help sustain you or your family through the harshest environment or situation, they are by far the most delicious of their kind. No contest. With a variety of tasty entrees, you can't beat the LRP brick packs. Let Freeze Dry Guy help you in your survival situations. Go to freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-FOOD.
Exercising my right to kiss Charlotte on her beautiful bulldog lips.
Yeah.
Oh. Did she like it?
She loves it.
Did you like it?
It's just sweet. She's such a sweet girl. They're very sweet girls. I would say her lips remind me of your lips, Roberta.
Charlotte's lips remind me of my lips.
No, they remind me of your lips.
Charlotte's lips remind you of my lips.
They do, in fact. Yep. They're beautiful, beautiful, full.
And smell faint.
Yes, however, there's a big difference.
What's that, Roberta?
You have never kissed my lips.
I have, but not passionate. I don't kiss Charlotte's lips passionately. I just a little peck on the cheek. I've kissed your lips. What are you talking about? I haven't used my tongue or any of that stuff.
The way you do with Charlotte on her bus, but no.
Oh, nice. Okay, let's move. Time to move to the word of the day. It's time for the word of the day, and this is courtesy of Jennifer's research. Everybody ready for the four-letter word of the day? Your job in the next 5 minutes is to define K-I-N-E.
K-I-N-E.
Kine.
Kine.
What is a kine? 800-510-8255. When you figure out the word and its meaning, you'll understand why I have asked for you to work on it. All right? That's as much provocative input as you're going to get from me. 800-510-8255. What is the meaning of the word kine? A swell prize is yours should you get yourself involved. Indulge a little. K-I-N-E. What is a kine? 800-510-8255. And I'm into words. Well, obviously we're into words here because you have to use them in order to communicate, speak, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But I have been really investigating because I find it so abhorrent. The idea of increasing taxes on people to further underscore or support the corruption that we have in our government today. There's a group called the Patriotic Millionaires. They've been around now for, 4 or 5 months? Since Warren Buffett said that he wanted to pay more taxes. So this group of CEOs signed on, and I'm looking at the names of some of these people. They're from all over the country, and they have an annual income of over $1 million, and they have a petition online to get you, if you're making over $1 million, to sign up, sign pledging that you will not pay more taxes, but you want to make sure that we have more taxes coming from that ilk. So here is the letter. We write to urge you to put our country ahead of politics. Woo! Really? And that's what does it? This does it. Paying more taxes on those who make more money puts the country ahead of politics. How does it do that? By keeping fewer people from getting jobs? By keeping, and this is not a political, this has to do with common sense as much as anything else. I don't care what your political stripes are. This is lunacy. And the more attention it gets, I just happened to stumble on this the other day, the people who say that we have a choice, we do, pay our debts and build for the future or shrink our financial responsibilities and cripple our nation's potential. The reason I bring it up today is because the debt clock in Times Square yesterday, Roberta, for the first time ever in the history of any civilization, our country owes to banks here and around the world $15 trillion. It went up yesterday by $56 billion in one day.
One day
it went up $56 billion. That is the complete irresponsibility of any. There's no management. Management doesn't do stuff like that. We have no management. And it's as bad. 10 years ago, you can say what you want to about Bill Clinton or any of the other people that were around before Bush. 10 years ago, our debt in this country was, I think, $1.4 trillion. 10 years ago. In 10 years, it is 10 times what it was 10 years ago. That doesn't happen.
Insanity.
By responsible people who have anything between their ears except noxious, poisonous gas. This is illiteracy at the height. And look what we get when we pay all this money. We have in Los Angeles, 46% of the teenagers 16 or over are dropping out of school. 64, whatever the percentage is, of blacks in Los Angeles public schools are dropping out when they're 16.
70.
Wow. How do you have a society that survives? You want to survive? Then you better stop thinking about yourself. And that's all that this crud is with the patriotic millionaires. That's garbage. What's really important is to get people to toe the line and get people to focus on what it takes to run this country and your business and my home and all of ours efficiently.
Where do you think the common sense this country disappeared?
Because when?
Yeah, when do you think it was? Do you think there was a marked time, or do you think that we've
had
it?
I think the news media, I would say when the news media focused so much on Monica Lewinsky, I think that's part of that stuff.
Interesting.
Really, when there was a twist in the road, it was when Lewinsky and Clinton and all of that stuff became the paramount issue of the day and not how this country is run. Who's in charge, where the money's going. There were four bills that were passed. I found this out yesterday. Over the course, the banking regulations that were put into effect when Reagan was president have been systematically dismantled by the banking lobby, influencing all members, Republican and Democrat, in the House and the Senate over the past 16, 17 years. There have been four separate bills that dismantled the regulations on the banking industry that allowed them to do what they did to get into the hole that they're currently in and or have gotten out of, thanks to you and me, Mr. and Mrs. Taxpayer. But that's all of that. And you look at these smug a-holes. I'm sorry, this is just, I probably ought not to push this button, but it so galls me that these people pull this stuff off and, the inference is if you're a millionaire and you don't want to pay more in taxes, then you're not a patriot. Take that and stick it. That's just, it is ignorance.
So much more than that. It's about
so ignorant.
Spending and
you want to spend money and pay for things that are baseless, have no foundation in any applicable fashion to success. Why are you going to do that? Wake up. And these people are intelligent people. They're running big businesses. It's a ploy. It's foolishness. Okay. Phew. I think I've gotten enough of that.
Center.
Okay, let us see if we can figure out. Let me get Dr. Ken coming along in a few minutes. We're trying to figure out the definition for the word kind, K-I-N-E. Let's see here. Liz is in Cobleskill. Or Cobleskill, depending on... I used to pronounce, when I owned the station there, Liz, I used to say Cobleskill. Now I've become a highbrow. I call it Cobleskill.
Oh, okay. Well, it's okay? Cobleskill.
I know it's Cobleskill. How are things there?
Very good.
Good. What's happening in the definition department? What do you think? Are you a cow person?
I think I am, yes.
Okay, that's why you have the answer. I gave the answer, but you got the answer anyway. I did. All right, so, but how does it relate to cows? That's the important thing.
It's a group.
It is a group.
Multiples.
Right.
Yes.
It's another way of saying herd.
Yes.
A number of cows. So, do you have cows in your backyard?
Not my yard, but my neighbor's, yes.
Neighbor's backyard. Are they brown or are they black?
They're black and white.
Black and white. Okay, you realize that those are not really the best cows.
Yes.
The best cows are brown cows with those big, beautiful brown eyes.
Like the How Now brown cows?
Yes, right. There are two groups of cows, all right. Let's see if I'm going to, how deep am I going to go into this? Okay.
Really?
There are two kinds of cows. There are the old cows and the new cows.
Okay.
The old cows, category two cows, are the brown cows like the Jerseys that have been around for a lot longer than the Holsteins, i.e., they call them Friesians in Europe. So the milk that comes out of a brown cow is healthier. You're chuckling, Liz. It's not allowed. I'm giving you facts here. This is important information.
I'm sorry.
Okay, you know what? I don't know whether I'm more passionate about talking about these idiot millionaires who want to pay more in taxes or my cows.
This is a
cows
lot more,
are more fun.
This is much more fun. Cows are fun. Have you ever had cows in your life, Liz?
Have I ever had cows in my life? I eat them.
Oh, no!
A wise
them.
Woman.
Oh,
you
my
like your
God.
Steaks rare or well done?
I drink their milk.
I drink their milk, too, yeah, right. You eat cows, my God.
So do well, I. Delicious.
I eat the beef, you know. Right, I mean,
Roberta wants to know if you like it rare or well done.
Medium well to well.
Medium
done.
Well.
Me, too. I'm a well person.
No, I want to see the blood running.
No. It freaks me out.
That's the rest of my family.
Well done with ketchup, please.
All right, Liz, hold on.
I want to hear the mooing when I cut into them.
Oh, stop it!
Perfect. Yeah, Liz, hold on a second. We'll give you a nice Doug Steffen prize. Appreciate it. All right. So, speaking of ketchup, story today at DougSteffen.com. Congress has declared pizza sauce.
Yes.
To be
this is the best story of the day.
A vegetable in school lunches. Remember when in the Reagan administration, ketchup was declared a vegetable by the government?
Pizza sauce almost seems healthier than ketchup because there's a little bit less sugar. Not much, but a little.
So you mean a pepperoni pizza now is considered a full nutritious meal?
Oh, yeah.
You
right.
Carbs.
Absolutely, yeah.
You have dairy carbs. You have vegetables.
No, pizza is supposed to be very healthy for you. Very good.
Oh, my gosh. Ever put your paper towel on top of it and soak up all the oil?
All the grease, right.
Oh, my goodness.
The American Frozen Food Institute.
Disgusting.
Who would have thought there was an American Frozen Food Institute, but there is. And they have declared through their work with Congress. This is, by the way, the behind the scenes. They're more lobbyists. There is a ketchup lobby. There's a pizza sauce lobby. You think K Street just has these fat, cigar-smoking lawyers represent IBM and Boeing? No! They're there to represent the pizza sauce makers of America.
You know, if I were going to be a lobbyist, I'd like to be a pizza lobbyist. Wouldn't that be fun?
What, be a pizza lobbyist?
Yeah. I mean, if you're going to lobby for something, you might as well lobby for something.
I would want to be the milk lobbyer.
Yeah. There you go. Yeah. See, that would be fun, too.
Yeah. Maybe that's what I should do in my next life. What do you think?
I like it.
Yeah. All right. Anyway.
You would not like. You'd tell everybody what idiots they were, though, so that you probably wouldn't work out well.
What? If I was a lobbyist, only people that disagree with me, I would say.
I know.
So the American Frozen Food Institute is very happy with the decision to make pizza sauce a vegetable.
Led by Mama Celeste.
Yes, right. Dr. Ken Kronhaus, our medical expert, here to talk about the health law and other things that will affect your health, like women who have the broken heart syndrome. What does that do to your health? Coming up in a couple of moments here on Good Day.
Wearing glasses with Crizal lenses can make a big difference in your vision. Because neither rain, nor snow, nor dust and dirt, nor smudges, or even the toughest scratches, nor the glare of oncoming traffic can keep your lenses from giving you the clearest vision possible. Crizal lenses. Live life in the clear. That's C-R-I-Z-A-L. Crizal. Ask for them at your eye care professional.
If you take a multivitamin but your needs have changed, now you can get more support to help keep your heart healthy, your energy up, your eyes sharp now and down the road, or to support a healthy pregnancy from conception to nursing. Introducing Centrum Specialist, multivitamins with all the benefits of Centrum, plus additional support for your heart, energy, vision, or prenatal needs. Find your Centrum Specialist. New Centrum Specialist helps make nutrition possible.
Here's today's Ask the Expert Foot Care Tip, sponsored by your friends at Dr. Scholl's Custom Fit Orthotics, which provide customized comfort and support for all-day relief of your tired, achy feet. A lot of foot problems are caused by wearing shoes that don't fit right. Here are some tips for buying proper-fitting shoes. First of all, they ought to be well-cushioned, have a soft leather upper, firm sole, and be flexible at the ball of your feet. The heel area should be supportive but not too stiff. The front ought to have plenty of room for all five of your toes. Most importantly, new shoes need to fit right away. They don't need to be broken in. If they don't fit, they're probably not the right shoe for you. You could end up with foot pain or discomfort. So by following these tips, you and your feet can be happier. If you'd like more advice, go to drscholls.com. Ask the Expert, brought to you by Dr. Scholl's Custom Fit Orthotics. Just step on a Dr. Scholl's kiosk, and foot mapping technology will measure your arch type and pressure points, then recommend the custom fit orthotics that are best for you. Find a store at drscholls.com.
So you're starting a business with no customers and no employees, you're paying a landlord and an accountant even though you have no sales, and you'll be working 18 hours a day. Is that what you're telling me?
Yes, I am.
Small business owners survive on confidence. And because Constant Contact has helped so many small businesses grow, we share that confidence. Starting at just $15 a month, you'll get powerful email marketing tools, a personal coach to help you every step of the way, even a money-back guarantee. Start today at ConstantContact.com.
Dr. Ken is here. Dr. Ken Kronhaus, the medical expert on the Doug Steffen Good Day program, with the results of the latest survey on the health law, so-called Obamacare, or it's called in Massachusetts Romney Care. It appears to be close to the same thing, by the way. It's hard for Romney to run away from that. But it actually is working, as much as it hates, I hate to say this or I choke on it, it actually is working quite well in Massachusetts. I don't know what your measurement may be nationally, but is this more bureaucracy, blah, blah, blah? What do you think, Ken?
Good morning, Doug. As the Supreme Court prepares to review President Barack Obama's health care reform, more Americans want to see it repealed and want to keep it. A Gallup survey released this week of 1,000 American adults found that 47% favor the repeal of the health care reform versus 42% who want the law kept in place. 11% had no opinion.
Well, isn't that amazing? I always love those no opinion folks. Women who have broken hearts, what happens to them physically?
At the American Heart Association meeting in my backyard in Orlando this week, Doug, a woman's heart breaks more easily than a man's. Females are 7 to 9 times more likely to suffer what we call broken heart syndrome when sudden or prolonged stress, like an emotional breakup or death, causes overwhelming heart failure or a heart attack-like symptoms. Usually patients recover with no lasting damage. That's the good news. The classic case is a woman who just lost her husband. The Japanese doctors first recognized this syndrome around 1990 and named it Takotsubo cardiomyopathy, and they named it this way because it looks like an octopus trap that resembles the unusual pot-like shape of a stricken heart.
If I can sort of elaborate on that in the few seconds I have, I've had a broken heart since last weekend, and I felt it.
Aww.
Actually, the heart was, I think, probably strained, Ken. And that's what happens under the circumstances.
That's what this is. And it's a real thing. You can go to almost no pumping function, and then it comes back. I've seen patients
Absolutely.
With this. Be careful.
51 after the hour.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Folks, have you lost your power and wanted to simply flip a switch to get the lights back on? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear, because there's never been a better time to get ready for the winter power outages ahead. Here's why. Solar power generators are now available from our friends at Solutions from Science, one of our oldest sponsors. Their emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running quietly in your own home. Whether it's ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. When the power goes out this winter, you'll be ready with a solar power generator from Solutions from Science. Go to mysolarbackup.com for more information. That's mysolarbackup.com, or call 877-327-0365.
Talking about Regis getting the shaft off the air, and what do you know? There's the theme from Shaft by Isaac Hayes. Song hit number one during this week in 1971, as did the movie.
Shaft! Shaft! Shaft!
All right. And there were some interesting suggestive comments that were pretty blatant in this. Talking about Shaft. And that's what made it fun. You know, it's a lot of fun. People have seen it. Rhoda's seen this movie, I'll bet. But I'll bet you haven't, Jennifer, right?
I have not, no.
There was an updated one. Chucker, how long? Samuel L. Jackson.
Not too long ago.
Was what, 10 years ago? How long ago was that made?
Right around 10 to 12 years ago, something like that, yeah.
I thought there was supposed to be a move to keep, because the movie was very successfully the new one. Why didn't they just keep going? And there's plenty of stories around. Why didn't they make it one every couple of years?
Because I think it was not successful enough. I mean, it did okay.
I thought it was pretty successful.
I think it made about 40 or 50 million. They probably wanted more, and they probably, the studio is probably hesitant about throwing more money into a sequel. That's usually why things don't progress. It really comes down to, is it going to sell tickets at the box office?
I would think this movie would have done extraordinarily well overseas. We all know the overseas box office is more and more important all the time. It isn't just what happens in America. And this flick would have done really well, especially in Western Europe and in Africa.
Well, you can look it up. You go to boxofficemojo.com.
Thank you.
Tell you what it did.
That's very nice of you, Chucker. I appreciate you helping me with my mojo. At 55 past the hour.
You need more help than me.
That's right, Chucker. 55 after. Now we're going to go to today's contest, speaking of help. See if you can. This is not, I don't think, a lot of heavy lifting. This happened to be the number one movie, and the music from it also number one this week in 1968. So going back a ways, here's the first audio clue.
I've got a hole in me pocket.
You got it, Chucker? No, it is not. Not really. All right. Let's try clue number two.
Hey, I wonder what would happen if I pulled this lever.
You mustn't do that.
Can't help it, I'm a born lever puller.
Me too.
Make it easier. Here's how this works. If you're new to the contest or the program here, with these movie audio clips, you see if you can figure out what the movie is, and you call us at 800-510-8255. And if you have the right answer and you haven't won before, first in line, you get the prize. Here's the last clue.
It's beetle-proof.
Nothing is beetle-proof.
Oh, come on. 800-510-TALK. Everybody got it now? Nope. Jennifer still doesn't. Roberta?
Nope. Over my head.
Really?
Yeah, I'm not sure.
That's a very good clue. In fact, you didn't even know it. That's an excellent clue, in fact. A very important clue. Over my head. All right, we got some action here at 800-510-TALK. Chucker will give us the movie news in a moment here on Good Day.
Know the worst part of being on your feet all day? Tired, achy feet. But I found a solution. Dr. Scholl's Custom Fit Orthotic Inserts. I stepped on the Dr. Scholl's kiosk at Walmart, and it recommended the Custom Fit Orthotic Inserts that were best for my feet. Now my feet have the right amount of arch support and cushioning, and they're guaranteed to work or your money back.
Nurse to room 12.
Now when I'm on my feet all day, I'm more energized. You can be too.
Find a Dr. Scholl's kiosk at your local Walmart at footmap.net.
So you're starting a business with no customers and no employees. You're paying a landlord and an accountant even though you have no sales, and you'll be working 18 hours a day. Is that what you're telling me?
Yes, I am.
Small business owners survive on confidence. And because Constant Contact has helped so many small businesses grow, we share that confidence. Starting at just $15 a month, you'll get powerful email marketing tools, a personal coach to help you every step of the way, even a money-back guarantee. Start today at ConstantContact.com.
All right, Chucker, you have some television news.
I do, Doug. Ricky Gervais has been officially invited to host the Golden Globes for the third straight year. Yeah. As I told Jennifer and Rich the other day when you weren't here, this has been spearheaded by NBC. Who knows? It'll get big ratings with Gervais.
Why? What is that? I'll be sure not to watch for the third year in a row because I think he's an idiot.
That's why they want him back, believe it or not. One other bit of TV news. NBC has picked up a script from Pushing Daisies creator Brian Fuller for a reboot of the 60s TV show The Munsters. Initially, I like the idea, but long term, this is going to be another show that people are not going to watch.
It'll be pretty. Pushing Daisies was pretty. But,
all right. Susie's in Alaska. What's the name of the movie?
Around the World in 80 Days.
Yeah, nope. Sorry about that. Bob in Mount Vernon, what do you think it is?
Hard Day's Night.
Nope. How about Rick in State College? Rick.
Yellow Submarine.
Really? All right. Richard, you agree with that? Richard's thing isn't up, Michael. That's why he can't agree. All right. Anyway, you do agree, Richard, right?
Yes.
All right. So Rick and Richard are correct. It is Yellow Submarine, number one movie during this week in 1968. So both of you hold on. We'll give you some Doug Steffen paraphernalia. Like to have two winners for the price of one. Nothing wrong with that. Chuck Curry on Movie Moments tomorrow here on Good Day, 59 after the hour.